Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, the 10th day of September 2021. Folks, as we go into the weekend, that weak front that's kind of backdoored its way into the area has brought us a little bit cooler and much drier air. Dew point temperatures across the area, which are really the only way to tell about the exact amount of moisture in the air, are back in the mid and upper 50s across the area on this Friday. So the air is much drier than it was here a couple of days ago. And the atmosphere itself is pretty stable with an upper level ridge of high pressure in place. Now that will change as we go through the weekend and surface winds return to the south-southeast. They've kind of been out of the north-northeast ever since that front backdoored its way into the area on Thursday morning. But I think by tomorrow into tomorrow night into Sunday, winds go back to the southeast. We'll get a slug of moisture off the Gulf of Mexico. Folks, more importantly and perhaps more concerningly, we'll be watching an area of disturbed weather the National Hurricane Center is predicting over the western and southwestern Gulf by tomorrow into Sunday. And then it moving somewhere in the western Gulf, maybe as far north as Texas. Most of the models suggest probably into areas of Mexico south of Brownsville. But nevertheless, it's going to be kind of scooting its way north and northwestward into the western Gulf over the coming days. Now, what's also interesting with that is that rainfall amounts over the next 7 days are forecast to be quite heavy, especially on the upper and middle Texas coast, where upwards of 8 inches or more of rainfall is possible. So we got to keep an eye on this system. We just don't know what it's going to exactly be until we can figure out exactly how strong it's going to get and exactly where it's going to go. But the bottom line is this: I feel very strongly that we're in for a more unstable weather pattern, a more moist and unstable weather pattern once we get into Sunday and into early next week. And as a result, rain chances, once they kick in on Sunday, are likely to last through much of next week. And again, for Austin, the I-35 corridor, the National Weather Service, National Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, is thinking rainfall around an inch or so. But again, depending on what that system does, if it goes more to the east, our rainfall amounts, the forecast amounts, would drop. But if it were to keep more into the northwest Gulf and more toward the Texas coast, our rainfall amounts would go up. So it's a good time to stay up on the latest forecast through the weekend for south central Texas, just to see what that slug of moisture and that potential tropical system out there may do with time. Folks, this is my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, this 10th day of September 2021. I'll take off for the weekend. We'll keep you advised via weather updates on my blog site at troykimmelweather.com and weather.utexas.edu. But be back to our regular 7-day forecast and my audio weather thoughts on schedule come Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone.